online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Five teenagers have been found guilty of stabbing a 17-year-old boy to death in Medway. Ishmael's got the details for KMFM.
19-year-old Victor Mavisera from St John's Road in Gillingham has been convicted, along with three 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old, of murdering Carl Yule. He was stabbed by the group as he tried to run back home in East Street in Gillingham last October. A court heard it happen following several violent clashes between two rival gangs in the area. The teenagers fled after the attack, leaving the 17-year-old to die. A jury took several days to find them guilty of murder after an 8-week trial.
KMFM News.
More than a million NHS workers are getting a pay rise after unions backed a government offer. Staff ranging from nurses to cleaners will see their wages increase by an average of 6.5% over the next 3 years. A second man's been arrested on suspicion of raping a woman in Canterbury. Two men are said to have attacked her at a property in Downs Road in the early hours of last Sunday. An 18-year-old man police were questioning has since been released on bail. A 19-year-old man remains in custody. Number 10 has insisted Theresa May has full confidence in Boris Johnson after he said she needed to show guts in Brexit negotiations. The Foreign Secretary was also recorded making suggestions that Donald Trump would do a better job.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Kent MP's warning not enough has been done to protect English fans travelling to Russia for the World Cup. It's feared supporters could face racist or homophobic aggression as well as violence from Russian hooligans. Up to 10,000 people were thought to be making the trip. Tunbridge and Mallings' Tom Tuckenhart is chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee.
If things change in the political relationship, if things change even on the field, then every now and again that may have repercussions elsewhere. And being able to get information from the Foreign Office as quickly as possible is really important.
Fans can register on the Be On The Ball website, where there's also safety advice. Two teenagers have been questioned after a boy was reportedly attacked by a group of up to 20 people in a park in Gravesend. The victim said to have been hit with a baton when it happened in Woodlands Park at about 8 on Wednesday night. An 18-year-old and 14-year-old have been held on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon. A man's been flown to a London hospital with serious injuries after falling from a cliff at Broadstairs. Emergency crews, including the Coast Guard helicopter, were called to Dumpton Gap just before 6 this morning. Thousands of square miles of UK coastline, including the Goodwin Sands off Kent, are going to be protected with the creation of 41 new marine conservation zones. The announcement's been made on World Oceans Day, while Theresa May will try to urge world leaders to do more to tackle plastic pollution. It's as Sir David Attenborough says the government's target of cutting out plastic waste by 2042 is realistic, but is urging us to act as quickly as possible.
We have to go as fast as we can. So you face, if you're the government, you're faced with, do you go as fast as you would wish, or do you keep the target something which is actually reachable? People couldn't exist without plastic in various forms of one sort or another.
8 million tonnes of plastic is entering the oceans every year. Police say so far no one's been arrested following reports of an attack and a teenager seen running with a knife in Medway. Officers were called to a disturbance on the A2 in Raynham near the Play Football Centre yesterday afternoon. A video was later posted online. It's not thought anyone was injured, and police have told KMFM two teenagers were spoken to. Vandals who destroyed a memorial bench for a murdered Ashford woman have been branded disgusting. It was found smashed to pieces in the South Willisborough part of town, close to where 21-year-old Amanda Champion's body was found after she went missing in 2003. Chris Pym's son had found Amanda's body. He's appalled by what's happened.
I was quite emotional, and I just don't know how somebody in their right mind would want to do that to somebody's memorial bench. You know, I'd like to, you know, some psychologist to tell me why people want to like do that. It's just disgusting.
And Love Island is expanding following its huge success. ITV Studios has confirmed versions of the dating show have been commissioned in Denmark, Finland and Norway.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and the Premier League will introduce a two-week winter break for its clubs from the 2019-2020 season. It will be staggered, so there won't be any weekends when there are no top-flight matches. The FA Cup fifth round will be moved to mid-week to make space for the change. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.